Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, well, it's a good day.
How do you do? On the radio is Doug Steffen, that's me. On the radio is Rich McFadden, that's him. On the radio is Ken Kessler, that's him. On the radio is Molly Page, that's her. On the radio is Jennifer Horn, that's her. And joining us in a few minutes, John Cremins from My Cool Inventions, does reality star and billionaire and hair icon and the presidential candidate all work together? Donald Trump said, I'm really rich. Which is apparently code for I'm running for president. He has flirted hard with running in the past more than once. He's also got a lot of real estate holdings, as we all know. Filed for bankruptcy, and a lot of the press people who don't like him are all over that. Look at what about your bankruptcy? But I think I remember him more in the political side of being one of the people that really held on to where is President Obama really from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he was a big birther.
Big time birther. Yeah.
All right, so what else, Jennifer, do we need to know?
Well, you know, I was excited watching because I thought it was like a wrestling match because he had like Ivanka announced him. And then there was like really? 4 minutes of silence, which I equated with Hulk Hogan like waiting to poke his head through the curtain at a wrestling match. And then, you know, you had Neil Young playing and then he descended upon the masses on the escalator. I mean, it was just so well coordinated. And you have some of these candidates when they declare it's like snooze fest. Dr. Ben Carson's like, I'm a candidate for president. And then it's you have Trump, who's like, excitement. I'm totally for it. And he's got his financial statements out there. Marco Rubio's going, oh, man, and I just had a fishing boat.
Oh, he did. He did present his financials?
Yeah, see him out on stage. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like, you want to see? 8 billion and whatever change he's got in his financials.
Really?
Yeah.
How much of that is debt?
Or
is
that, no, that's after all. Debt.
Assets.
Mm-hmm. Those are his assets.
Yeah.
I like you. Look, you just know like, what? I thought he was going to be a sideshow. I thought I was going to laugh at him. Yeah. And then I listened to what he said. Yeah. And everything he said, I agreed with.
He's so honest.
100%.
You got to love his honesty.
I find that I agree with much of what he says as well. And so I just want people to lay off his hair because it gets to be silly.
Well, it's boring. Although
speaking
I
of hair,
apparently
time
he
now.
Tweeted about his hair after the speech.
Richie, doesn't John Cremins have really good hair? Have
John Cremins has
John
really
Cremins
good
has
hair.
Wonderful hair. John.
Hello, everybody.
I couldn't resist that. Yes, John Cremins, who is the doctor of shopology, connected to My Cool Inventions Radio, here with our inventor of the day, who is Anthony Carey, who has something called PFIT. I don't even know. I'm not going to speculate on what that's all about. We'll get to that in a matter.
It's like an exercise device.
Oh, okay,
regular
good.
Chairs.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Perfect. The inventor of the century, on this date, 1837, Charles Goodyear got a patent for rubber. Think about that in terms of inventions, and think about what's come just out of that one product. Think about it, John. Think
well,
about
I have.
Isn't it amazing?
Think about it. You had wheels that were made of stone.
Yeah.
I had wheels that were like wood.
Yeah.
And then now, they started with rubber.
Yeah. Right. That's right. The old wagons, by the way, this is not far-fetched. When you look at the wagons that went across our country that started in the Shenandoah Valley and went all the way across the country, those were all wooden wagons.
Can you imagine that? I mean,
with wooden wheels.
Oh, I don't think I could ever travel that way.
Oh,
I
mean, my God. Imagine what it did to your insides.
Going
through
the Rockies. No.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I mean, I've actually, you know, one of the motorcycles I had was a chopper. I had a Big Dog chopper.
Yeah.
And that thing had a solid, stiff rear end. And, oh, my gosh. I could only ride that thing maybe 50, 60 miles, and that was it. Oh, there we go.
Hey, you said it. I just laughed a little.
Well, no, I heard the chuckle before I said anything. That's what I heard. All right. How did Brock Kuchinka do?
Love that name.
With his holding cell?
Brock actually ended up at like 76% yesterday.
So far this week, we have 87% for Rick Medlin, who had the garage skins, the things, the metal you put over your doors to fix them up. That was Monday, and so he's 87%. We're looking for a winner for the week. And so what we're going to do now is bring on Anthony Carey so that John can talk to him a bit about what he's trying to get us excited about, and we'll have him do his pitch and see what we all think about it. So take it away, John.
All right, Anthony, welcome to Good Day and My Cool Mentions. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
So, Anthony, tell us a little bit about what PFIT is all about. I mean, I look at that name, and I've only seen the picture, so I kind of know a little bit about it. But for those that don't, we're kind of wondering, what is PFIT?
Well, PFIT is an acronym for the Pelvic Floor Integrated Trainer, which is a whole mouthful of words, but it really has to do with making sitting productive for the body, because it's basically killing us at this point right now.
So a lot of us that are in offices or we drive, actually you couldn't use that in a car, but I mean for a lot of us that are sitting in our office chair, well, explain how this actually works and what it looks like to those that might be driving right now.
Well, it's actually a rendition of an existing commercial product that's out there in the fitness industry, but we've shrunk it down a little bit and made it practical to sit on any chair, and it's a platform that basically tilts and it slides and it rotates all at the same time. So we have a lot of people out there sitting on exercise balls, for example, and that causes you to have to sit still the whole time, which is actually not any good for our body either, even if you think you're using a good posture. Okay. So you're on this platform that kind of, it's almost like a skateboard in a bowl, if you could imagine a round skateboard in a bowl, and it's creating this motion around the hips and the lower back, and the spine's doing all kinds of healthy and variable things that keep it happy.
So did you have this tested? I mean, or have doctors look at it, or you know, people that are in fitness look at it to see what they think?
Oh, absolutely. We've had it at the largest North American fitness trade show back in March. We've had some doctors of physical therapy that work specifically with the pelvis and the lower back spend time with it. I myself have a graduate degree in biomechanics, so I have quite a bit of knowledge in the area and have exposed it to a lot of my clients, as well as, again, other experts in the field to get their feedback.
Anthony, I want to hear your pitch on this one, and then I'm going to let I think we'll all have probably some questions on this when you're done. So what we'll do, and for those of you listening right now, you get a chance to vote. You can go to our website, which is glitch-free, by the way. I might add that. holy cow, did I work on that all day yesterday. But basically, you go to our website, mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote tab. You can vote right there. You can see the vote happening, or you can text to vote on your smartphone. Text to 22333. You can put thumbs up or thumbs down in your text. So, Anthony, if you're ready, let's do this thing.
Do you got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Sitting is the new smoking. Just pick up any newspaper and you can read about the many health hazards. But what if we made sitting productive? Movement is life, and the PFIT is an exercise device that can help keep us healthy doing something most people do for up to 10 hours a day. Place your PFIT on any standard chair, and the patented motion allows for a controlled, dynamic sitting experience that provides benefits to the lower back, hips, core, and pelvic floor. Keep blood and oxygen moving to all the important parts of your body and feel good doing it. The PFIT responds to any subtle shift in your weight and requires no batteries or electricity. The patented design allows the PFIT platform to tilt, slide, and rotate all at the same time at just the right amount. Use your PFIT in the office to improve ergonomics, at home for exercise, or in the nursery to help after pregnancy. Can't get your kids to sit still? Good. Put them on a PFIT. To learn more about the PFIT, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/PFITstrong. And please visit mycoolinventions.com.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right.
Put your kids on it and electrify it, you'll be all set.
Oh, that'd be a way to put them to sleep, right?
No, I don't. I think that, straighten them right out, though. All right, John, what's your first thought?
My first, he got it all within a minute. I understood what it was, knew where to go look for it and to find it. At the end, I'm sure he was just asking for the vote at the end, so it was good.
I didn't hear the price.
I didn't hear a price either.
Yeah.
Well, this product's still in development. We're looking at a potential retail price of anywhere from $29.99 to $79.99.
What would be the variable? What's the variable? What would make it that broad?
Well, number one, quantities for production, but the actual ball transfers that create the motion, they can be, depending on the quality of what we can use for those, that tends to be one of the most expensive parts.
All right, so what's it is, Rich McFadden on my staff in the studio in Washington sits on a big orange ball, and I wonder what the difference would be, because that's good for his back. I have a blue ball in my gymnasium, and I use that oftentimes for sit-ups, that sort of thing. How is this different?
Well, the ball is obviously much, much larger. A lot of workplaces don't allow balls because people tend to fall off them when they're not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Balls have the possibility of bursting where somebody can get hurt.
I keep waiting for that.
Yeah, and then the other thing, of course, is that, as I had mentioned earlier, sitting is not, even if you think you're in a good posture, the body needs variability and movement throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And when you sit on the ball, you're kind of sitting still for the most part, so you're actually holding a lot of tension in your muscles the whole time.
So what do you feel? What does one feel? Let's say John's sitting on one of these things. What's he going to feel?
He's going to feel literally his butt and his pelvis sliding gently side to side in these smooth oscillating motions that are very rhythmical, very calming.
I'm pulling Jennifer's finger down now.
and they're nice. Constantly, we could actually go to that whole sort of triple X side with this as well if you wanted to.
No, we're not going to do that though.
When you can think about the hips moving and the pelvis moving in those kind of motions, and which is extremely healthy for the body, and again, because it's not these big giant movements, it's constantly feeding nutrition through hydration and making the body happy by going through those different types of movements and all different angles and vectors.
I can imagine this. I know certainly whether you're if you're one that sits around a lot, this is going to be something very important. Check it out. It's on mycoolinventions.com.
All right, you want a vote for Anthony? Thumbs up. You can text to 22333, or you can dial 888-877-0490 to vote, or you can vote for mycoolinventions.com until noon Eastern time today. 46 after the hour now on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running play. Thurman Thomas breaks it at the 25. Still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, attempt the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the five. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block. Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The story from the United States government today wants to officially declare the Eastern Cougar extinct.
Oh. Well, what are we going to do? Darn government.
The last recorded sighting of an Eastern Cougar was in Maine in 1938. So I want you to know how your tax dollars are being spent. There's been somebody in an office, had a job since 1938, looking for cougars. And the last time one was seen, a four-legged cougar, was in Maine. Florida panthers are also becoming extinct. Mountain lions are worrying about that sort of thing. But apparently the number
Bravo
one
in the prime time. Let's find some.
Bravo? Cougars?
The network. Yeah, that's where the real house is.
A different kind
are.
Of cougar.
I got it, right. Monster stars. NASA, along with other scientists from various laboratories around the world, say they have found a lost generation of monster stars that are the indices. They are the key to finding out what created our planets and life. That sounds pretty serious, pretty awesome, huh? If you see pictures, there are renditions on a lot of different websites. They've gone viral with these pictures. They're fascinating. I'm fascinated by the space program anyway. And so what's going on now is that we have more and more access to things that don't exist anymore. That's what's so mind-blowing about this. These things take pictures of things that aren't there anymore. Can you even conceive? Those things don't exist and haven't for billions of years, yet there is still light in an image, and they now are on print.